ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
We just spent a lot of time talking about how we can help our kids stay active, but what about ourselves? Although more than half of Americans make resolutions that have a health component, losing weight is usually number one. But research shows that a depressing 92% of those resolutions are given up by January 20th. So why is it so hard for us to keep our resolutions, and what can we do to be that 8% that's actually successful? To help us with this today, I have my next guest, David Buer, who is an amazing health coach. David's an Atlanta-based personal trainer, and he helps celebrities, world-class athletes, and even business professionals meet their goals. He's created a specialized free program exclusively for ShareCare users called Transform You. David's here to help us learn how to make the right resolutions and how to make them stick. So, David, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me, Daria. It's great to be here.
So tell me, first of all, what is up with these numbers? I mean, 90% of people fail with their resolutions in the first 3 weeks. You know, why is that?
So, yeah, you know, there's a really good reason that the January gym crowd tends to thin out by the end of the month. Many people make the mistake of making these huge fitness goals, like I'm going to run a marathon, but I've never run before. And it's not sustainable and it's not realistic. So that's why we're really trying to help people make realistic fitness goals for 2015 so they can actually keep them up and see a difference.
All right. What are some of the big mistakes? You mentioned that, like, you know, one of the big mistakes is having these unrealistic fitness goals, and that we fail at them, we get disappointed, and then we kind of give up. Are there other big mistakes you see people making with resolutions?
Yeah. So some other things that people tend to do is, you know, they make really vague resolutions. So someone will say, I'm going to be healthy.
Oh, it might have been me. I'm not touching the mic.
I was moving.
Okay.
Do
you want to turn off the other mic that's not mine right now? Or just leave it live? She'll just move it. You know what? Leave it live because we got to get used to not affecting that mic. Perfect. Okay. So, great. How much time do we have left? Because I didn't set the timer, so... No. Let's do 6. I want to get the feeling of the segment. 3 minutes. Okay. Great. Great. Love it. Okay. Great. Okay. So, David, how can you make your fitness goals, make sure they're specific rather than vague? What are some specificity you can give to it?
So a lot of times you'll want to set a number of days that you're going to work out, or even a number of minutes every day. A lot of people just say, I'm going to work out, and then they do it once a week, which really doesn't make that much of a difference. Another thing that you can do is just take what you're already doing. For example, if you're already walking for a half an hour every day, and just up the length of it. So do 45 minutes. Another really big component of this, as I always say to people, is nutrition. That's a really important factor.
Mm-hmm. You're so true. I really like giving specific dates for it. I found that even for myself, I couldn't say I'm going to eat healthy every day, but I could say I'm going to eat healthy during the week, let myself a little bit of a cheat on the weekend. It makes it just make my frame of mind is just a lot better when I do that. So, David, in the last minute or so that we have, you know, what are going to be your health and fitness resolutions for 2015?
You know, I really just want to keep doing what I'm doing and increase my presence even more to help people understand how important fitness is to their everyday lives and to their health in the long term, and just keep spreading the word about all this. You know, I'm really passionate about my message, and I want to get it across to everyone.
I think that's really great, David. You've done such a good job getting it across to people in your own work and in the Transform You program, which was extraordinarily successful. So big takeaway lessons, be specific. Know exactly, try to set ahead, set time that you're going to be working out. Try to get an idea of what those obstacles are. Guess those obstacles beforehand and put in some plans for what you're going to do when they come up, and really focus on your nutrition as well. So I want to thank everybody for joining us. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio. If you've got more questions after all this information, I want you to call us here at the studio. That's 877-711-5611. So you can ask me any of your health-related questions. So again, thanks for listening, and stay well. If you want to find more information, be sure to download from the, you can download our podcast at the Radio MD website. Also follow us at Facebook and Twitter at iRadioMD. You can get all the information there. You can get today's show, and you can send us your questions and learn more about what you need to know. Oh, okay. So then remember, let this be your healthiest year so far. Watch your nutrition, watch your fitness, and get yourself in the gym, get yourself walking, and you're going to feel better, and it's going to be your best year yet. Got questions? Stay tuned for Ask Dr. Daria.
You want me to do another one? Okay.
So we have Dr. Tanya. We can do it or not. What do you think, Kevin?
No, I think we should do a question, the Q&A.
Okay. Oh, it gets okay. I didn't realize it's 12:45 already. All right,
can
let's
we
skip
practice
to the
Q&A. Q&A real quick? Like, I'll call in.
Yes. Yes, and let's have Holly call in. Should we have more than one person call in? We'll have Holly and Kirsten call in.
We can just do one if you want, Kevin. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, I'm hanging up. Bye.
Yeah, I guess she's going to call back in. Holly will be.
She's calling back.
She's calling back, I guess. Okay. Do you want to wait until make sure you get her on the phone first?
Hi, I'm calling to ask Dr. Daria. Holly.
On their end, and then we'll get the segments from them later. But I don't think we have any of that.
I was just
Because
like Holly.
No, they're very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, we should probably.
Because I actually have no idea what's going on right now. Holly was just like, here, take. Come here, we need you.
Sorry.
Oh no, it's fine.
No, this is good stuff.
Yeah. So I guess we'll talk later about how we're going to use all this.
Yeah, she probably wants
putting porn music to it, just like the other.
That was amazing.
I was going for more of a sort of Iron Man
thing. Jen thought it was 70s porn music.
Oh, gosh. Nope.
Since that was before all of us were born, maybe that's what they used back then. I have no idea. Oh, Holly in Fort Lauderdale's on.
Okay,
Kevin?
Awesome.
Am I supposed to pick her up, or am I supposed to tell Kevin to pick her up? So am I supposed to... So would we be on air right now or not? So this would show up before I go back onto air, right? It's showing up this dashboard saying Holly from Fort Lauderdale is on the phone for 50 seconds. I know. Yeah. I'm aware of that. But so what are we planning to do? Since we're going to be having people call in that we have, you know that they'll be calling in. Like, okay, so I guess let's just go in, and then do I take her off of hold myself, or do you?
Because we practiced it differently.
Okay, so yeah, we had practiced it with me pressing the buttons and putting her on there. So how will you know that I'm ready to switch to the next caller then? Will I just say, we're going to be switching to whatever, say number two will say Jimmy Jones, and I'll say, okay, Jimmy Jones, we're going to be switching over to our next caller, and you'll click him on? Okay, great. Perfect. So let's go ahead and start the segment.
ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, welcome back to the Ask Dr. Daria segment. We have as our first guest, Holly from Fort Lauderdale. Holly,
hi, Dr. Daria. Yeah, hey. It's great to be here.
Great to have you, Holly. Tell me, what's your question?
So I'm a senior citizen, and, you know, I can't do a lot of the things that David and you were recommending, like running. I've had, you know, leg injuries before, but I really want to make a fitness resolution and get some exercise. What are some things that I can do?
Well, Holly, for one, I really applaud you for getting out there and getting a plan to, you know, make this your healthiest year yet. And you're right. There are different exercises that everybody can do. Not everybody has to go out there and climb boulders and do CrossFit. For exercises for seniors that I really like, for one, I do want you to check with your doctor and make sure, see if they have any restrictions that you need to pay attention to or any limitations. But then, if not, I really like for seniors things that are gentle on your joints, swimming, walking, Zumba if you like the music and if it gets you going. Any of those are going to be really, really great. Anything that you're bearing weight is also going to be strengthening your bones and going to make your strength and your muscular strength that much better.
Okay, thank you so much, Holly. Daria. That was super
helpful.
Take care.
Have a healthy year. All right, I'm going to take our next caller is Jimmy Jones, and then we would switch to that. Okay, so you're going to tell me like a 30? Okay, 90. Okay, so I'm just going to pretend I'm another caller that I'm answering their questions. This person says, I don't really like taking a ton of traditional medicine, but I feel like I'm constantly sick with a cold during the winter. Is there anything I can do or take or do to prevent sniffles and such? The doctor recommended echinacea and vitamin C. Do you think this will actually help? You know, Kirsten, that's a really great question. And one of the things I like to do in the winter, I have a couple of steps to keep myself as healthy as possible. One is, yes, vitamins, including vitamin C. The best way to get them is in your food. So try to stick with some really great citrus fruits, throw that in your meals, and make sure you're washing your hands. And then, yeah, if you start to feel sick, talk to your doctor if you could potentially be taking some zinc. It's going to help help you get better, that rid of that virus that much faster. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for calling. Now, that's all the time we have for today. I'll be back next week to answer more of your questions. And in the meantime, listen, I really want you to tweet me your health questions at Twitter at ShareCareNow using the hashtag ShareCareRadio. If you do that, your question could get answered on air. Of course, I'm going to also be here next week if you want to call in live. Thank you for listening to Radio MD, and tune in next week to hear more about how we can help you achieve your resolutions, realize your health goals, and make 2015 a happy, healthy year. This is Dr. Daria. You're listening to ShareCare Radio. Thanks for listening, and stay well. Have you on the show today. Everybody was listening in. I hope you all have a great and healthy week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sh- ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
We just spent a lot of time talking about how we can help our kids stay active, but what about ourselves? Although more than half of Americans make resolutions that have a health component, losing weight is usually number one. But research shows that a depressing 92% of those resolutions are given up by January 20th. So why is it so hard for us to keep our resolutions, and what can we do to be that 8% that's actually successful? To help us with this today, I have my next guest, David Buer, who is an amazing health coach. David's an Atlanta-based personal trainer, and he helps celebrities, world-class athletes, and even business professionals meet their goals. He's created a specialized free program exclusively for ShareCare users called Transform You. David's here to help us learn how to make the right resolutions and how to make them stick. So, David, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having me, Daria. It's great to be here.
So tell me, first of all, what is up with these numbers? I mean, 90% of people fail with their resolutions in the first 3 weeks. You know, why is that?
So, yeah, you know, there's a really good reason that the January gym crowd tends to thin out by the end of the month. Many people make the mistake of making these huge fitness goals, like I'm going to run a marathon, but I've never run before. And it's not sustainable and it's not realistic. So that's why we're really trying to help people make realistic fitness goals for 2015 so they can actually keep them up and see a difference.
All right. What are some of the big mistakes? You mentioned that, like, you know, one of the big mistakes is having these unrealistic fitness goals, and that we fail at them, we get disappointed, and then we kind of give up. Are there other big mistakes you see people making with resolutions?
Yeah. So some other things that people tend to do is, you know, they make really vague resolutions. So someone will say, I'm going to be healthy.
Oh, it might have been me.
I'm not touching the mic.
I was moving.
Okay.
Do
you want to turn off the other mic that's not mine right now? Or just leave it live? She'll just move it. You know what? Leave it live because we got to get used to not affecting that mic. Perfect. Okay. So, great. How much time do we have left? Because I didn't set the timer, so... No. Let's do 6. I want to get the feeling of the segment. 3 minutes. Okay. Great. Great. Love it. Okay. Great. Okay. So, David, how can you make your fitness goals, make sure they're specific rather than vague? What are some specificity you can give to it?
So a lot of times you'll want to set a number of days that you're going to work out, or even a number of minutes every day. A lot of people just say, I'm going to work out, and then they do it once a week, which really doesn't make that much of a difference. Another thing that you can do is just take what you're already doing. For example, if you're already walking for a half an hour every day, and just up the length of it. So do 45 minutes. Another really big component of this, as I always say to people, is nutrition. That's a really important factor.
Mm-hmm. You're so true. I really like giving specific dates for it. I found that even for myself, I couldn't say I'm going to eat healthy every day, but I could say I'm going to eat healthy during the week, let myself a little bit of a cheat on the weekend. It makes it just make my frame of mind is just a lot better when I do that. So, David, in the last minute or so that we have, you know, what are going to be your health and fitness resolutions for 2015?
You know, I really just want to keep doing what I'm doing and increase my presence even more to help people understand how important fitness is to their everyday lives and to their health in the long term, and just keep spreading the word about all this. You know, I'm really passionate about my message, and I want to get it across to everyone.
I think that's really great, David. You've done such a good job getting it across to people in your own work and in the Transform You program, which was extraordinarily successful. So big takeaway lessons, be specific. Know exactly, try to set a set time that you're going to be working out. Try to get an idea of what those obstacles are. Guess those obstacles beforehand and put in some plans for what you're going to do when they come up, and really focus on your nutrition as well. So I want to thank everybody for joining us. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio. If you've got more questions after all this information, I want you to call us here at the studio. That's 877-711-5611, so you can ask me any of your health-related questions. So again, thanks for listening, and stay well. If you want to find more information, be sure to download from the, you can download our podcast at the Radio MD website. Also follow us at Facebook and Twitter at iRadioMD. You can get all the information there. You can get today's show, and you can send us your questions and learn more about what you need to know. Oh, okay. So then remember, let this be your healthiest year so far. Watch your nutrition, watch your fitness, and get yourself in the gym, get yourself walking, and you're going to feel better, and it's going to be your best year yet. Got questions? Stay tuned for Ask Dr. Daria.
You want me to do another one? Okay.
So we have Dr. Tanya. We can do it or not. What do you think, Kevin?
No, I think we should do a question, the Q&A.
Okay. Oh, it gets okay. I didn't realize it's 12:45 already. All right,
can
let's
we
skip
practice
the Q&A.
The Q&A real quick? Like, I'll call in.
Yes. Yes, and let's have Holly call in. Should we have more than one person call in? We'll have Holly and Kirsten call in.
We can just do one if you want, Kevin. Sorry.
Okay.
All right, I'm hanging up. Bye.
Yeah, I guess she's going to call back in. Holly will be.
She's calling back.
She's calling back, I guess. Okay. Do you want to wait until make sure you get her on the phone first?
Hi, I'm calling to ask Dr. Daria. Holly.
On their end, and then we'll get the segments from them later. But I don't think we have any of that.
I was just
Because
like Holly.
No,
just,
they're very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, we should probably.
Because I actually have no idea what's going on right now. Holly was just like, here, take. Come here, we need you.
Sorry.
Oh no, it's fine.
No, this is good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll talk later about how we're going to use all this.
Yeah, she probably wants
putting porn music to it, just like the other.
That was amazing.
I was going for more of a sort of Iron Man
thing. Jen thought it was 70s porn music.
Oh, gosh. Nope.
Since that was before all of us were born, maybe that's what they used back then. I have no idea. Oh, Holly in Fort Lauderdale's on.
Okay,
Kevin?
Awesome.
Am I supposed to pick her up, or am I supposed to tell Kevin to pick her up? So am I supposed to... So would we be on air right now or not? So this would show up before I go back onto air, right? It's showing up this dashboard saying Holly from Fort Lauderdale's on the phone for 50 seconds. I know. Yeah. I'm aware of that. But so what are we planning to do? Since we're going to be having people call in that we have, you know that they'll be calling in. Like, okay. So I guess let's just go in, and then do I take her off of hold myself, or do you?
Because we practiced it different.
Okay. So, yeah, we had practiced it with me pressing the buttons and putting her on there. So how will you know that I'm ready to switch to the next caller then? Will I just say we're going to be switching to whatever, say number two will say Jimmy Jones, and I'll say, okay, Jimmy Jones, we're going to be switching over to our next caller, and you'll click him on? Okay, great. Perfect. So let's go ahead and start the segment.
ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, welcome back to the Ask Dr. Daria segment. We have as our first guest, Holly from Fort Lauderdale. Holly,
hi Dr. Daria. Yeah, hey. It's great to be here.
Great to have you, Holly. Tell me, what's your question?
So I'm a senior citizen, and you know, I can't do a lot of the things that David and you were recommending, like running. I've had, you know, leg injuries before, but I really want to make a fitness resolution and get some exercise. What are some things that I can do?
Well, Holly, for one, I really applaud you for getting out there and getting a plan to, you know, make this your healthiest year yet. And you're right. There are different exercises that everybody can do. Not everybody has to go out there and climb boulders and do CrossFit. For exercises for seniors that I really like, for one, I do want you to check with your doctor and make sure, see if they have any restrictions that you need to pay attention to or any limitations. But then, if not, I really like for seniors things that are gentle on your joints, swimming, walking, Zumba if you like the music and if it gets you going. Any of those are going to be really, really great. Anything that you're bearing weight is also going to be strengthening your bones and going to make your strength and your muscular strength that much better.
Okay, thank you so much, Holly. Daria. That was super
helpful.
Take care.
Have a healthy year. And all right, I'm going to take our next caller is Jimmy Jones, and then we would switch to that. Okay, so you're going to tell me like a 30? Okay, 90. Okay, so I'm just going to pretend I'm another caller that I'm answering their questions. This person says, I don't really like taking a ton of traditional medicine, but I feel like I'm constantly sick with a cold during the winter. Is there anything I can do or take or do to prevent sniffles and such? The doctor recommended echinacea and vitamin C. Do you think this will actually help? You know, Kirsten, that's a really great question. And one of the things I like to do in the winter, I have a couple of steps to keep myself as healthy as possible. One is, yes, vitamins, including vitamin C. The best way to get them is in your food. So try to stick with some really great citrus fruits, throw that in your meals, and make sure you're washing your hands. And then, yeah, if you start to feel sick, talk to your doctor if you could potentially be taking some zinc. It's going to help help you get better, that rid of that virus that much faster. Thank you so much, Kirsten, for calling. Now, that's all the time we have for today. I'll be back next week to answer more of your questions. And in the meantime, listen, I really want you to tweet me your health questions at Twitter at ShareCareNow using the hashtag ShareCareRadio. If you do that, your question could get answered on air. Of course, I'm going to also be here next week if you want to call in live. Thank you for listening to Radio MD, and tune in next week to hear more about how we can help you achieve your resolutions, realize your health goals, and make 2015 a happy, healthy year. This is Dr. Daria. You're listening to ShareCare Radio. Thanks for listening, and stay well. Have you on the show today. Everybody was listening in. I hope you all have a great and healthy week, and we'll talk to you next week.